Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Senior pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson welcome you and would like to invite you to go on a journey of changing the church, challenging the colleges, and charging into the community. Following message is from the series, The God of the Bible. Today's message is entitled, The God Who Is With Us.
Psalms 46. God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and even though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, and though its waters roar and are troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling, Selah. There is a river whose stream made glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. She shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. And this is where I'll lift in a few moments. The Lord of hosts is with us. God, the God of Jacob, is our refuge. Selah. Come behold the works of the Lord who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts in the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Be still. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. Law of second mention. Now he said it twice in one text. He said he's going to do it quickly whenever he mentions it twice. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Verse number 7 says very clearly, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Correlating scripture, if I had a little bit more time, would be Romans 8 and 31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Father, thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart, minister, for these next 15, 20 minutes. God, let me speak as your oracle. Let me declare your truth. Let me say exactly what you're saying, God. Let me, oh God, speak in a way that the people of God can hear and they can receive and they can become doers of the word. Cancel every distraction, cancel every plan of the enemy, and now let us walk in a whole new place, God. Thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for everything that you've said, Lord. Now let us know that you are with us, God. And let us know emphatically, God, if you're with us, what could be against us? Thank you for presence, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for Holy Spirit. Thank you for a mighty river flowing out of us, God. Lord, speak today, God. And when you've spoken, God, and you've said what you desire to say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable in your sight. For you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Somebody just say it with me for me. Say, God is with us. God. If you're in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, you got to receive that today. God is with us. God's everlasting love is so deep. You can stay right there, Edward. I won't be long. God's everlasting love is so deep. God's truth abides forever. Nothing cancels it, even unbelief. Let me say that again. All right. God's everlasting love is so deep. Has anybody experienced the deep love of God that he has for us? I have. And God's everlasting love is so deep. God's truth abides forever. Nothing cancels it, even unbelief. God's grace is so amazing. We must now decide, who are we with? Give me a few moments. Give me a few moments, all right? Because God's love is everlasting and it's so deep, because his truth abides forever, because God's grace is so amazing, we must now decide, who are we with? What side are we on? For the Lord in his coming, he doesn't take sides. He takes over. We must now decide what banner is flying on our flagpoles. God's everlasting love. That's my banner. God's everlasting truth. That's my banner. God's amazing grace. That's my banner. moment. We are in pivotal times. And now everyone must now decide, who are you with? And I need you to hear me today. This is bigger than any political party. Ask your neighbors and neighbor, who are you with? Who are you with? I know some would say Donald and some would say Hillary. And some would say, I'm going to write in a candidate. But it's bigger than that. We must now decide the banner that is flying over our houses on flagpoles. I told you in Joshua 5, when God shows up, he doesn't come to take sides. He come to take over. In Joshua 5, the commander of the Lord's army was asked by Joshua, are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, neither. I am the commander of the Lord's army and I've come. And when Joshua recognized that, he bowed in worship, and it was an indication that this is my banner too. Going somewhere. We must now make some kind of definitive statement, some kind of definitive move, I feel, like preaching, to indicate to the world what side are we on. Part of the problem right now is we don't know what side you on. Okay, y'all ain't got to say nothing, but I'm going to preach anyhow. You have signs that you're on the Lord's side, but your living sometimes proves differently. And the Lord is saying, now I need you to make a move. I need you to make a sign. I need you to draw a picture. I need you to make an emphatic statement that I'm on the Lord's side. And for him I live, and for him I move, and for him I have my very being. Who are you with? You don't have to answer right now. You can wait to Tuesday. But the Lord is saying, who are you with? Bible says that the Lord utters his voice before his army, and his camp is great. Joshua 24, he says, now if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that was on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in land who you dwell. But for me and my house, good God, at some point in this life, you got to make a statement about you and your house. And I don't know about anybody else, but for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. Good God Almighty. Ask your neighbors and neighbor, who are you with? Who are you with? Who you with? Who you with? Who you with? Who you with? With the Lord, there is no straddling the fence. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. With the Lord, there is no straddling the fence. Straddling the fence is a statement that you ain't ready to be on his side. We now must make a statement. All of creation is moaning and groaning, trying to find out who are we with. We now must say, as Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Somebody go ahead and say that when you say, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And you need to get some bass in your voice when you make statements like that. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I don't care who quit. I don't care who go back. I don't care who don't need Jesus anymore. I need him desperately. The moment is here when all of creation must decide to choose or reject the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, or reject his ruling and reigning over our lives. Who are you with? In my notes, I wrote it three times. Who are you with? Who are you with? You must now decide, who are you with? We must now make a determination that we're with the God of the Bible. We're with the God of peace. We're with the God of increase. We're with God, our righteousness, 2.0. We've accepted him as our personal savior. And when we make these emphatical statements and these declarative statements, what we're saying, God, we want you. And the reward is, now I'll be with you. Sometimes God is not showing up because he's not sure we've made a decision. We with him. Okay, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Sometimes God is saying, I'm going to wait and see, do you really need me? God, oh God. I'm not going to show up until you tell the world if it had not been for the Lord on my side. Stay with me. He wants us to know, and he wants us to begin to declare, I'm with the God of the Bible. I'm with the God my peace. I'm with the God of increase. I'm with the God my righteousness. He is my personal Savior. And when we begin to declare statements like this, God says, now my reward to you, I'm going to show the world that I am the God that is with you. Numbers chapter 14, we got 10 people standing up and said, we're not sure about God being with us, and we don't know if we can make it. And the Bible says in Numbers chapter 14, Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb stands up, and they said to the congregation, the land that we passed through the spout is exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. He says, only don't rebel against the Lord, nor fear the Lord, for their protection is departed and the Lord is with us. Y'all gonna give me about 10 minutes to preach. I promise you, I got some preaching in this message. There is something amazing that happened when somebody opened up their mouths and say, we are with God. There is something miraculous that happened that when somebody go to a job and say, I might not know everything about this job, but I know I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, and I got Jesus on my side. One of the things that the old school saints used to constantly do is they would give their testimony anywhere because they wanted everybody to know we with God. We got a new kind of Christianity. We trying to go incognito, JD. We really don't want everybody to know we say. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And God is saying, no. That worked last season, but the season that you're now in, I need you to stand up and say, I'm with God. I need you to open up your mouth and declare, yeah, I'm saved. Yeah. When was the last time you just said it real loud, I'm saved? I ain't hear you. Y'all ain't saying that. When was the last time you said I'm saved, I'm sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and you know, the modern thing now is I'm cool and I'm sexy and I'm hip and I'm hot and I'm all that stuff. And we need to throw that junk out the window, and somebody need to open up their mouth and say, I'm saved from the uttermost to the guttermost. It's amazing. Joshua, Caleb, the rest of the people are saying, what's going to happen? And they stand up and they declare, their defense is departed and God is with us. Gotta get a little bit more bolder. Gotta get a little bit more definitive. You gotta get a little bit more louder on your jobs and in your relationships, declaring who you with. I'm saved. I don't do that. I can't hear you. See, old saints used to say stuff like that. I don't know when the last time I heard a new saint say what they don't do. Because we now straddling the fence trying to figure out, can we do that and can't do that? Did he really say for us not to tattoo ourselves? No, he really didn't mean that because that was the Old Testament. He really didn't mean for a man not to touch a woman. How can we live with that? We done got so close to the fence that we don't know who you with. Y'all ain't saying nothing, but I'm preaching in this house. And God is saying, in this hour, and hear me, because the rubber gonna meet the road anyway. We gonna find out who you with. And God, y'all give me about 10 minutes. I promise y'all I'm gonna work this out and I'm gonna lead this along. God is saying, if you would just open up your mouth. I feel like I'm preaching to you. If you would just open up your mouth in your home and declare, for me and my house, we gonna serve the Lord. It would shift the atmosphere. If you would walk into the community and say, this place is gonna be saved because I'm here. You'd be amazed. The enemy intentionally got us closing our mouth. He don't want us to say the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me? He don't want us saying the name of Jesus. He don't want us talking about we say. Because somebody going to say, saved from what? He don't want us declaring there's only one name under heaven and earth. He'll the enemy will even bring likes of Oprah questioning pastors and pastors backing up in the corner. Are you really serious? That is the only way you can get to heaven? And pastors backing in the corner. Well, I'm not quite sure. And well, you can have a relationship with God without mentioning. Ah, get away from me. There is no name under heaven and earth by which man can be saved but by the name of Jesus. I'm glad I got three people clapping. Come on, do me a favor. Say, open up your mouth and tell somebody you're saved. God, I feel that preacher. Open up your mouth and tell somebody you baptized in the Holy Ghost. They might ask you, what is the Holy Ghost? Got this thing I'm working to call invite. We got to now invite people to a relationship with God. We got to invite them to moments of prayer. God, and we got to invite them to fellowship and discipleship. Y'all didn't say nothing. Why is it so easy to invite somebody to go to Red Robin? Why is it so easy to invite somebody to go to the club? Y'all, that ain't y'all. I got the wrong message. I'm sorry. I was supposed to preach that where I was the other time. Why is it so easy to invite people to everything but to Christ's relationship, to prayer, and to fellowship and discipleship? Because the enemy know. God, I feel like preaching. The enemy know we might win some. We might pull them out of darkness. The enemy know they looking for something else. Open up your mouth and start. I'm trying to move, God. Open up your mouth. Sometimes, oh God, Sister Angelique, sometimes I need to hear myself say I'm saved. Y'all ain't saying that. Oh, maybe that ain't y'all. Maybe that's me. Sometimes in the bank, I need to hear myself say, boy, you saved. Sometimes driving my car, I need to hear, Lawrence, you saved. Oh, y'all ain't saying that. Sometimes I'm walking up, Lord, I got this idea, that idea, but I'm saved. Who are you with? Who are you with? You'd be amazed if you'd open up your mouth and declare it, what would it do to the atmosphere? Joshua nudged up and said, their defenses departed, for the Lord is with us. Second Chronicles says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehiel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Bahani, and the son of Jeiel, and the son of Mattani, a Levite, the son of Asaphah. I go and get to it. It says, do not be afraid, dismayed, for the great multitude, for this battle is not yours. He says, now believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Sometimes the victory is won by declaring who you with. I don't know about anybody else. I need some battles won that I didn't lift my hand. I just declared I'm with the Lord. Acts chapter number 18, Paul, an angel appeared to Paul by vision by night and said, do not be afraid, but speak. Do not keep you silent, for I am with you, and I will not let any attack hurt you, for I have many people in this city. We are now at a place in the journey we cannot doubt whether or not the Lord is with us. To doubt is to confuse. To confuse is to divide. To divide is to lose confidence in who we should have confidence in. I'm going to say that again. I'm almost done. Promise you guys, I'll be right on my mark time. Hear me. We are now in the place of the journey. Since you know you're on the Lord's side, since you've made declarative statements that I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, now the reward back to us is that now God is with us. So we're now in the stage of the journey. We cannot doubt whether or not the Lord is with us. To doubt is to confuse. To confuse is to divide. To divide is to remove the confidence of who we should have confidence in. All the enemy's trying to do is to get us to doubt whether or not the Lord is with us. Are you still here? I'm going to tell you again. We are at the stage of the journey. Come on, Charlene, walk with me. We cannot doubt whether or not the Lord is with us. You got a Sean in your house, Charlene, so you got to know the Lord is with you, honey. Ernest, we at a state. William, we at a state. But hear me, the only thing that the enemy's trying to do is to get us to doubt whether or not the Lord is with us. Because to get us to doubt whether the Lord is with us is to hear me get us confused. And then once we're confused, we're divided. Then once we're divided, we lose confidence in who we should have confidence in. And that is in Jesus alone. Well, somebody just say real low, the Lord is with me, the Lord is with me. This is what the Lord stopped me in the developing of this sermon and asked me, have I not proven to you that I'm with you? Thank you, Deacon Bowana. The enemy's trying to get us to doubt whether or not the Lord is with us. And the Lord says, Lawrence, have I not proven to you that I'm with you? You remember that childhood hurt that the enemy said you would never overcome? Look at you now. Have the Lord not proven that he's with us? Okay, maybe for you it wasn't the childhood hurt. You remember that car accident? That you got out and looked at that car, you know you should have been killed. Have not the Lord proven that he's with us? You remember that situation you drove through that red light not paying attention? Okay, boy, that you talking about something that'll freak your mind out. Ever make an accident and run through a red light that you like, whatever got your attention? Because see, I've done that. Maybe y'all ain't done that. Y'all are really astute drivers, pay attention. But every now and then, I was thinking about pastoring you. That ain't what I meant. I was praying about you. Every now and then, whatever my focus was, I ran through the red light, and this is the most fitting thing. You realize you did it. You know why nothing bad didn't happen? Because the Lord is with us. Y'all ain't hearing me. Okay, maybe for you it wasn't childhood. Or maybe for you it wasn't an accident. Maybe it wasn't running to land. But you remember that great season of struggling? Oh, God. Oh, I feel like preaching now. Anybody ever gone through some struggles that you didn't feel like you were coming out of? You remember that struggle that it seemed that was unto death and you quit, but grace. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You quit because it was so bad, but grace. God has already proven. The debate is over. The argument has concluded. The verdict is in. Accidents, danger seen and unseen. Childhood hurts, diagnosis about doctors, stuff that the enemy lied to us about that said we would never come out. And now get a mirror out, get your phone out, reverse the camera, and look at yourself and look at you now. If it had not been for the Lord. He's already proven over and over and over. And over and over, we all ought to be able to preach this message. The God is with us.
You've just heard a message on Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or you know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to order the full-length message. We hope you are encouraged to live the victorious life. And remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.